Welcome back to the Island of Gala. When we last left the party, they had crossed the lake to Mutie's Glen, and, along the way, received a very cummy gift from the Gripply. Now they're chit-chatting with Mutie himself, and he maybe won't immediately boot Nash from the island. Also, if you ever want to watch the coffee table, skip 5 minutes in. Let's roll!
I watched the coffee table last night.
Oh yeah, how was that?
It was just depressing. Mm. It was just sad.
It wasn't scary?
Like watching The Road where you're like, this is going to be a cool
There's
place.
There's no scariness to it.
I'm just sad.
It was just like uncomfortable dread, but not from any, like, so I assume no one's going to watch it.
That's correct.
And if anyone's going to watch it on the, that's on the podcast.
Spoiler warning.
Spoiler warning. Skip like a minute ahead. But basically, in the beginning of the movie,
coffee table comes.
It's this husband and wife, and they have a newborn, and
it's a write-off mistake.
They're at this furniture store, and there's this sleazy salesman trying to sell them this like awful coffee table. The guy wants it, but the wife's like a bitch, and she's like, "Man, this fucking sucks." This guy's a
so it's realistic.
Yeah, it's very realistic. And he's like, "I want a coffee table. You choose everything else." And she's like, "It's fucking this." Expensive and blah and yes, like
this sounds very realistic.
Yeah,
I was gonna say I'm in.
And the guy's basically like, "This is the best coffee table. It'll never like glass will never break. It's like unbreakable glass and blah blah." And he's like,
"It's unbreakable."
So eventually, the guy buys it and takes it home. And what happens is he's putting the coffee table together. It's missing a screw. He has to call the guy. She's like, this already sucks.
He calls again. Go to fucking Lowe's.
Well, it's a special gold screw. Of course, it with is. The rest. The coffee table is glass top with like two naked women kind of like holding it up. It's like, oh, it's really tacky.
I'm kind of on the wife's side now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What you see? You're like, oh, that is a terrible
tacky. It sounds tacky.
Definitely doesn't sound like the one I have upstairs.
Don't go in that room over there.
But the wife goes to get some food because the guy's brother and new wife, girlfriend are coming over. So he's like home with the baby and he trips. Or something happens. It happens slightly off screen. And he falls through, I guess, trips into the glass table, which the glass obviously breaks immediately, and beheads the baby.
Wow.
And then the rest of the story, he takes the baby, and he puts it in the crib.
Can you even get that kind of velocity and for glass to do that?
I assume it broke and sharp, and I don't know.
Oh, my God.
And, like, the rest of the story is, like, him not telling his wife.
Oh, my God.
That the baby died, and then the brother comes over with their girlfriend, and they're like, "Why are you like all fucking upset?" And she's like, "Cause the table broke that he loved, and it was a big fight, and he was probably just all whatever." And he's like,
"Jesus Christ!"
And then, but he missed the baby's head. It was underneath the one chair.
Oh my god!
And he didn't want to pick it up. So the
Jesus Christ! What the fuck?
Yeah.
Movie
and
is
oh,
this?
At the beginning, and in the beginning of the movie, there's a neighbor girl who's 13 who wants to like fuck the guy, and it's basically like, "We should run away together," and he's like, "I don't want, no," he's like, "I'm married with a baby," and she's like, "But you, like, love me," he's like, "No," he's like, "I helped you with, like, one school project," he's like, "You sent me love poems," he's like, "That's what you told me, you needed, like, a love poem," and, like,
that was the assignment, what is happening?
That's pretty much what he said, yeah, you don't get the sense that he actually wants to be with a 13-year-old girl.
Right.
So, like, what happens is, the whole time it's like, "Oh, I'm gonna check on the baby." He's like, "No, I'll check on the fucking baby." Like,
oh, Jesus
and like the girl comes over and she's like, "You have to tell your wife that we love each other." And like, so she comes over with the dog and with her little pet dog, and of course the dog like pulls the baby's head from under.
Oh
thing.
My god!
And then the mom like is obviously very distraught and jumps off the balcony.
Jesus,
that's in the movie.
She kills herself.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
Wow. That doesn't sound like
I thought it was going to be a horror movie.
Horror in a different way.
It's just a super depressing movie.
That's just,
so if you skipped ahead, do not watch that movie.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like something
By the way, we should put a 1 minute, like, just song after you say, spoiler alert, just skip ahead a minute, and then just have them skip ahead. We go right into the movie.
Anyway, there's that movie, so.
Oh, and we could play a song from Infant Annihilator.
Is that the name of a band?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Infinite Annihilator, there's Rotting Christ.
So first off, Infinite Annihilator, that's not a good hard one to do. Yeah, anyone can annihilate
it. We are Infinite Annihilator.
No, okay, first off, you'd probably just kill an infant.
Yeah, you annihilating, you gotta be a certain type of...
Like, if you come across the murder scene, and you're like, fuck, that infant was annihilated, right? That's a different level.
All right, fair enough.
Well, you know what, it sounds like in the movie, the infant was quite annihilated.
Well, it just decapitated. I mean, I know they have the same...
I mean, that thing was just fucking gone! Holy shit!
Never seen such annihilation in a human.
The fucking Indians come through?
like a balloon filled with...
Sorry, Native Americans.
As they swung the baby into the tree. Jesus. That's what they did.
I know.
When you hear about, I had like, forgotten
real,
that well, fact.
Yeah, when you hear about the real stories of like, the Native Americans, oh my god.
No.
There's a reason why we murdered them all.
even like the scalping where you're just like, they have funny scalping. They're like, no, scalping is terrifying.
Yeah. You know that even the Vikings were afraid of the Native Americans?
And they would live a while before they would die.
A lot of them died. There was a...
There's a reason we beat them.
I actually watched a movie where the Vikings... Thank you. Yeah. Where the Vikings landed in America, and they were just getting annihilated by the Indians.
Viking annihilated?
The Indians?
That's cool. That sounds cool.
The Native Americans had... this, like,
they were savages.
North America, but there were so many of them. Yeah. And they were so awesome that the Vikings, they would come and raid for like supplies, right?
Supplies!
But they would only do it at night the Native Americans weren't around.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they wouldn't fuck with the Native Americans. Sure. And the only reason we were able to take over is because we decimated them with smallpox.
Hell yeah.
And other diseases. Plus, they had just come out of, like, this massive war between all of them.
Well, that's another thing that, like, all these people that are like, you gotta respect the Native Americans. It's, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, Christopher Columbus was a monster. It's like, okay. But people forget, though, that, like, the Native Americans were decimating their own lands. Moving to new areas. They were killing off all the buffalo and everything, and then moving to a new place, killing them. They were murdering each other, following the
buffalo as they migrated, which is what buffalo do.
Yes.
But they would, like, use up all the resources in an area and then move, but there wasn't enough of them to actually use up all the resources.
So it's just a waste.
Yeah, when we came... We had a lot of people.
Yeah, we know how to use resources.
I mean, did you ever see the bison skull mountain?
Yeah. Like,
it's pretty fucking metal, though.
Yeah, it was pretty metal. I mean, it's
bison
sad,
annihilator.
Bison annihilator. That's cool, too. The infant one is just, like, weird. Like, why are you annihilating the infants?
Anywho.
Annihilate me.
We're back.
We're back.
To all our Native American listeners, we love you.
Sorry about that. Facts are facts.
Can't do anything.
After investigating, we do think it's the surges are probably coming from underneath the, not from the town itself.
The Chuds?
Probably from the Chuds, yeah.
The surges, are they just a bunch of like Eastern European guys?
Hey, I am Surge. Hey. Yeah.
I like my suit.
I like your track pants.
Very cold where I come from.
Yeah, I get it.
So the surges are coming from underground.
Yeah, we think so.
All right. So would you mind if we investigated?
Yes.
You would mind if we investigated?
Look, like I said, I don't know that I can actually trust
you. Oh, Jesus Christ, here we go.
That's so, fair.
You can trust me, Poppy. I'm a prince.
you already...
He didn't trust you the second you walked in.
You did say
you annihilated your trust.
Trust him. That is a good one.
Well, let's start over.
That is a good one. You know what?
How about let's just trust annihilated?
Let's pretend that didn't happen.
I'll tell you. My partner, Durgan Hillstone.
Are you gay?
Durgan Hillstone.
Oh, you look like my dad.
Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
No, I have six sons.
We're not gay. Now let's go to bed, honey.
We're not gay. Butts.
Ah, butts.
I don't like that. By the way, I was able to order on Grubhub. Apparently, the place had to open for the whole menu to show up.
What?
Yeah, no.
That's weird.
Because it was like there was nothing on the menu. And I'm like, that's weird. And then it opened, and then everything was on the menu.
Yeah. Okay. So you ordered it?
Yeah. So nice. Food for
thought. Yeah.
Your art is really.
Who?
Who?
Oh no! Why are you like this?
I'm literally in character.
Wait,
isolating things.
You can't. Yeah, I was too far away. You probably didn't hear it.
That's not how that works.
Isn't that gross Portuguese shit I had in here for like 6 years?
There it is! There's a fox! God, I would be a great dog.
Except for the loyalty thing.
Oh, right.
There we go. What is that?
Liqueur Biereo.
He's a good-looking fox.
Yeah, he's, looks a fox, like he's a foxy fox.
He's a foxy fox. That is a fox.
Yeah, he's, like, not, he's, bushy not, tail. He's not mangy like he usually is.
No. He's there. He looks... He's up there on your... Up the, oh, he just... Here. Nope.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
there he is.
There's only a little bit.
Like, he looks like somebody's cleaning him.
I can't fit it. I mean, I already took some.
You want the rest of that? The coffee bee? Let me freshen that up for you.
Oh, this is nice and warm, too, because it's near the...
Radiator,
yeah,
nice.
Nice and
you like warm liqueur shots, right?
Do you love Miami?
Actually, no. I hate everything in Florida.
My wife's going to Miami with her two friends.
Oh no, she's gonna fall again.
And I'm like, I don't even like. I'm worried. I don't know how else to say that. Like,
I think you have right to be. Honestly.
I'm concerned.
I have concerns about your trip to Florida.
Yeah.
The lawless land of Florida.
She's had practice.
Here you go.
That's the thing. It's like she does travel for work. Rodney. I know she drinks for work. Is that? It's just like...
Oh, it's clear. Why is it clear? Because it's
Portuguese.
Portuguese. That's a big fucking shot, dude.
It's a shot.
That
glass.
Is a standard shot.
That's not even a double shot.
That is a standard 2 ounce shot.
That's people who love Miami.
That is a Miami shot.
Because they're drinkers.
Or I could give you this nondescript baseball liquor.
Oh my god, I don't even know what that would be.
I don't want it.
They also have to eat a bunch of Cuban food something. Down there.
Alright, Big Bean, go ahead.
I like to mix ham with my pork. What the fuck?
Well.
I'm against that whole dish.
Okay.
What is that? Where they wrap a pork loin and ham with mustard and provolone. Awesome.
It is pretty good.
I'm not a fan.
It's not the worst thing.
I know. I don't have like gross liquors, but that's probably the grossest one I have.
I mean, it's real sweet.
Yeah. It's like one of those dessert liquors that they tend to drink.
It's no. Ray and Nephew is still by far the worst.
That's going to be a tough one to beat.
And that's going to be a tough one.
But did I tell you we were at work and one of the people we work with is like, oh yeah, I drink that.
Oh my god.
Yeah, like, and we were like, fucking what?
Yeah, she's like, oh yeah, it's a good mixer. I'm like,
Jesus Christ.
No, it's not.
Like, that cuts through anything.
What do you mix it with? Cum? Fucking weirdo.
I'll ask her.
She's leaving, you know.
Oh. Right before she leaves.
Is that Dixie?
Hey, I know you'd be like,
no, that's not Dixie. Dixie's not leaving at the end of the month, although she might leave soon after.
Aw, oh, sad.
Yeah, she's very pissed right now.
Even more than at the large cable company?
She...
Anywhere you
end up. No one knows where that is. It's not like they're a monopoly.
And it's not like our
and we
fucking
definitely
pocket.
Haven't said their name.
Broad Street Bullied and the cover art is all Philadelphia related.
Definitely said that company's name like 50 times throughout all of these episodes.
She's more upset at the lack of coverage than she is. She's not like...
She's out on her own, maybe.
Yeah, which I'm trying to fix, but we'll see. I told her, like...
You can't just pull her into your group?
I will if I can, but again, it's a...
I would love to have her back. Just because she's a great...
She is.
She's so good at what she does. Like, it's so nice.
I mean, she's good for a woman.
Oh, my God.
What? That's not bad.
No.
Women are good at what they do.
Stop it.
Child rearing.
No,
I don't think she'd be good at that. I think. That would be one of the
I think she could be good at whatever she puts her mind to.
She is, by far, like, one of the best scrum masters and
Project manager.
I've ever met. So, I'm trying my damnedest not to lose her. But
well, if she wants to leave, let me know.
No.
Maybe we can.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
Stop. We can't have her.
I mean, she's not going to be in my group, so.
Mine!
You can take Yarif. He's good.
Your mom Yarif into my face.
I don't know what it is.
It's not even a pun. Yeah, I do not like it. It definitely has to do with some sort of vaginal fart.
Discharge, yeah. Air pockets in a vagina.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like a
vaginal.
Maybe
discharge.
Maybe it's a queef with cum in it. Is
oh,
a
God. No, that's actually something else. What is that
yeah,
called?
Yeah, there's got to be a name for
what?
That.
A queef with cum in it.
There's a
good job.
No, I don't know what. Yeah.
But it is like a
a job well done.
Anywho,
I listen to that when I go to sleep.
My
just like queefing,
cum filled queefs.
It's on his better sleep.
Sleep like a baby.
It was really hard to find.
It's amazing.
No, it was. It was top 10.
Oh, people are just fucking perfect.
They would love it.
Jesus.
All right, so you're not going to let us explore the Underdark.
Well, if you could go check on Durgan, he hasn't been around for a few days.
What about Durgan? 4 weeks.
I sent a couple of people to go find him, but they didn't come back either. And that makes me concerned. He was acting kind of weird. He was paying for stuff with gems.
Oh, like, God. Anyone look special?
I mean, they were nice looking gems, but they just looked like gems.
So wait, he was paying for stuff with gems. What's so weird about that?
Well, he was just, I don't know where he got them. I'm his business partner. He suddenly had gems. And he was saying, like, you know, we won't need to work anymore. And then he just...
But gnomes love work.
I mean...
God, that is so...
He was, like I said, he was acting weird. All right?
I'm a gnome.
Stop talking about people that way.
So, he's north. You follow the trail.
So we gotta go talk to him first before you'll let us investigate the other stuff.
Yeah, then I'll let
figure out where he got his gems from.
We don't just let anyone go into the Underdark. Right? It's a dangerous place. We're not just gonna, like...
We're not asking permission. We're just saying we'll do it.
Good luck finding it without my permission.
Well, that's why we need it.
Hey.
We don't need your help, but we really do.
You don't need to worry about us from, like, a if-we'll-die perspective. That's, you know, obviously...
Some people care about other people's lives.
It's an insurance
for Nash.
I care about other people's lives.
He doesn't want to get sued.
I just shot a guy in the face because I didn't want him to
make Oh, my God.
What? He was going to... He was
evil. In the face!
Maybe we won't let you look at our...
You're not helping with the trust here.
He was evil.
He was evil. All right, man.
This poor autistic
thing. Anyway, you want to buy some stuff?
Yeah, maybe.
yeah, sure.
So what can you give me some of the specifications of some of your firearms?
Get ready to come.
Too late.
Yeah, although if you say that, it's already too late.
Although you might not be quite the, you know.
Don't come yet.
Level of patronage that I can afford.
Why?
Oh, he's calling it
four. Afford.
Oh.
Let's
see.
Right. Anyway, so here there's several barrels that you could replace. There is the barrel of precision. It's a +2 to attack rolls.
Okay. That's a good one. That's
for 1500 gold.
I have 10 gold.
I have 40.
I don't think we're gonna get much here.
I have a lot. I have 375.
What? How did that happen?
And Tomlin has 426.
Because didn't you pickpocket somebody? No. How did you get that gold?
Oh, no, I have way more than that. I have 786.
Yeah, you're new. That's why you don't have the gold.
That's why.
And you're from a very
poor... Oh, you know what? I'm thinking of Truck Stop. Remember Truck Stop picked up all the gold from the dead people?
We have a barrel of fire burst.
Oh.
Okay.
It adds 1d4 fire damage to any attack.
Mm.
Barrel of hydration. Turns bullet into a gallon of water.
Okay.
500 gold.
I'm sorry. It turns a bullet into a gallon of water.
Yeah.
Damn, that's fucking awesome.
So not even that. You shoot it and it just turns into water?
Yeah. Like it sprays water. It can spray it like 30 feet.
It's a super soaker.
What? Why would I want that?
What if there's a
just
fire?
Just like
there's a fire. Yeah. You could.
You like shooting things.
I guess.
No,
yeah,
all right. You
continue.
Go against the fucking fire.
I do like the one barrel that you talked about so far.
Barrel of silence. That's 800 gold.
What's that do?
No sound.
For,
completely silent bullets.
Okay, alright.
Barrel of ricochet. If the bullets fired from this barrel can bounce off hard surfaces. When a shot misses its target, the player can choose to re-roll the attack against a different target within 10 feet of the original one.
Oh, snap. That's kind of cool.
Barrel, that's 1500 gold as well.
Yeah.
Barrel of tethered shot. When the bullet hits a creature, a spectral rope attaches to the shooter. The target must make a strength saving throw, DC 14, or be pulled 15 feet closer.
Nice.
Larger creatures might have advantage on it. If it doesn't hit a creature, you can act as just basically a rope that exists for 20 feet.
I imagine it's like, poo!
Pretty much. And then we have over here some bullets you can buy. Maybe those are more price range.
I make my own bullets.
We have a bullet of dimensional piercing.
What are you getting?
Do you do that? Do you make dimensional piercing?
Shut up, Kruk. Adults are talking.
When pretty small.
When fired, the bullet travels through a portal, ignoring cover and obstacles such as walls or shields.
Oh, neat.
The shooter must have, you must be able to have line of sight to the target, though. Those are 50 gold each.
Yeah, no.
Why would you need to shoot through things if you have line of sight?
Like if someone's holding like a giant shield.
Oh, I see.
Plus four, whatever. Yeah, okay. It ignores that AC.
You just can't shoot them through a wall or something.
I really
you can shoot them through a wall.
I really
you
want
to cover. Yeah, you have to see them, but a lot of times walls are
so they have to be looking out the window.
What if you're having some problems with your aim?
That would be the barrel precision.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking about.
Like in the middle of the night, it starts.
I don't need it or anything, but just you know,
we have here we have bullets of healing. So when you shoot a creature with one of these, the creature only takes half damage, but you heal yourself for the other half.
That's kind
of
cool.
They're 25 gold each.
Okay.
And I have bullets of deception. These are 50 each, but these bullets can appear to come from a different direction within 30 feet, and the enemy must make a succeed on a wisdom 14 saving throw or be misled for one round.
So I don't quite have enough gold for the precision one, but I was hoping I could put it on layaway.
This dude's trying to do fucking credit.
We can put it on layaway, yeah.
I have this EBT card.
We can hold it aside for you.
So how much... I
you know what layaway is, right?
Yeah.
You don't get it.
You don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you don't get it. But I want to... I'm aware.
Do you know how this
works? I was poor when I was young. I know what layaway is. Layaway is when you go into a store and say you're going to get something and you never actually
You never pay them, yeah.
I used to get my mom used to put games on layaway.
Oh, yeah.
Still this is going to be your birthday.
Did you ever get them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never did.
I had lucky parents.
my mom would put stuff on layaway.
They used it as on layaway.
She told you if she put it on layaway.
She never talked to me.
Because then you have to put money down.
Yeah.
That's
so we need that
part
money
she
for,
probably didn't do.
We need that money for chicken.
Yeah. You think we're going to buy that? You're going to have chicken money.
Yeah.
She bought me.
We found that in the couch.
She bought me this really cool, it was a video camera, but you could record on regular cassettes. And I was using it all the time. And then one day I went to look for it because I was going to use it, and it was gone.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hey.
What happened to it?
Crack's expensive.
I said, hey, where'd my camera go? She's like, you never played with that.
I literally did yesterday.
All the time.
Played with it all the time.
It's literally the only thing I have.
I took a video of you yesterday.
Other than these D&D books I stole.
She sold those to me.
Aw.
Oh, okay.
And my comics.
Aww. I guess I'll go skin an animal with my friends.
No, I had them then. But when I left, she sold everything that I had.
Anyway, we don't know that she's your real mom.
It's true.
No, we're pretty sure about that.
That's a shame. I'm sorry.
That's hard to fake. Hold on. I need you to shove this baby in my cooter.
Oh. That'll annihilate the baby.
Man, she knows how to sweet talk me.
So you don't want any of these yet?
I do want I really want that barrel of precision, but maybe we could
So when you for these barrels, you can swap them out. It takes, either you just do it whenever, like outside of combat. If you're in combat, it does take, like, basically a quote-unquote a full action.
Sure.
So you have to, that you don't get bonus actions, you don't get reactions.
Yeah, I just have a regular barrel. Maybe I could figure out how to make that.
Up to you. I have no problem.
I totally know how to.
I mean, you'd have to craft it. Magic, like a magic weapon.
Do you have
which for something like that? I mean, these are essentially like rare.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so
do you have the drawings or and the blueprints for how you made that?
Yeah, in our heads.
How much can I buy?
1500.
Oh, fuck you. All right.
You want the barrel of hydration?
No, that's stupid.
What do you mean it's stupid?
That is dumb.
You're stupid.
Having water available. You know.
We're on an island.
Stupid. Surrounded by water.
It's salt water.
Yeah, we could... haven't you heard of desalinization? Jesus.
Water everywhere. Rooms.
So let's all have a drink.
I mean, you're probably fine with this.
Yeah, water. I don't mind. I don't know what you guys are bitching about.
So I could give you... I could give you...
Yeah, we took off
400 gold.
Uh-huh.
And... A pearl worth 100 gold.
Mm-hmm.
And
I could give you...
I mean, you could borrow money from your friends.
Crap.
Friends, huh?
You are my friend. You know it.
How much you need?
He needs another 1,000 gold.
Yeah, I don't have...
Jesus Christ!
All right. We're just going to have to... we'll... Can we? Can I, if I give you 100 gold, will you put it aside?
We sure, put it on layaway.
Put it on layaway.
I'll make a note.
Do you think we're coming back?
Oh, we're coming back.
We're never coming back.
Oh, we're coming back.
I wanted to lose this 100 gold.
We're not. No. I'm coming back. So layaway, barrel of precision.
I like you. Be real precise with my barrel.
Anyway, I mean, it's pretty late in the day here. I don't know if you want to go check on Durgan now, or if you want to, you know. We got a new Red Horn Inn just got built.
Nice.
Oh, what's that like?
Incredible.
Yeah. Good for the town.
Oh, that doesn't mean it's good. Do they have lodging?
Yeah, they got lodging. You can stay there.
They have this lodging?
Every morning.
Oh. Hot.
Yeah, we might as well go to. I mean, might as well go to an inn, right?
Sounds good.
You know, we have our normal shops, but Gulp's Potions kind of another one that people come to.
Gulp's,
yeah,
very very.
Gulpatrick Fizzwizzle.
Mm. You know, Jesus Christ. Is there anywhere I can get a nice top hat?
Oh yeah. I mean, they're gonna have to make it for you.
Sure.
So it might take a couple of days. Well, so
you have a weird shaped head.
Yeah, I do. I'm a turtle.
What do you want a top hat for?
They look fancy.
You're in bloody clothes.
People respect people with top hats.
Why don't you buy clothes that don't have sword holes?
He doesn't have much of a perspective of what.
I'm aware, but Nash is like you. You do understand that a top hat, when we're fighting creatures, is kind of a detriment.
How so?
Because you're very visible in a top hat.
You're adding another like 8 inches to the top of your head.
I'm also that's not the charge to get hurt.
That's true. Maybe it'll.
It's fine. Top hat, weirdo.
Buy new clothing, you hobo.
I have this clothing. It's just a little bloody and dirty and muddy.
Yes. Oh, does the Red Horn Inn have dry cleaning services?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, go talk to that Korean.
That Korean gnome?
Be ready Thursday. Yeah.
You pay now, people. People screw me too many.
Give you a receipt.
I don't trust you, murderer.
Yeah. You murder my brother.
You get stole. Use.
Yeah. You still use. You pay me a fine. But I don't like you. Your picture not on the wall.
Oh, that was your brother. My man. All right. So we'll go to the.
You killed the entire Korean nomad.
She's the only survivor.
Yeah. They thought you were racist for a while.
Why are they only killing the Korean gnomes?
They don't have souls. All right, so we'll go to the Red Horn Inn, I guess.
Okay. You don't want to go to the potion shop? You want to look around
for if you guys want to go to the
potion
shop.
I don't need potions.
There's also, while you're walking around, you also do see a magic shop.
Ooh. Magic shop.
But there's basically a guy standing, like sitting on the stoop, like with his head in his hands.
So he's not doing well. Nobody cares about magic anymore.
Tomlin walks up to him. What's the matter, my friend?
He goes, oh, did he? Hold on.
Naturally. Is he Jesus wearing Christ. A top hat?
Here we go.
Oh, they use the same last name. Yeah, I have to pick a different name. Hold on. hold on. Why? It can't be both Fizzwizzles.
He's Hibble-Hobble?
Maybe it's like Smith.
Hibble-Hobble?
Hibble-Hobble?
Tinkertop. That'll work.
Tinkertop. Jesus, they are the worst names.
He goes, I don't know what to do. Yudi gave me a few days to sort it out, but I don't know. I'm going to have to burn my shop down.
Oh.
I'm going to have to burn it down. Yeah, and I have nothing left.
Oh, but all things are possible through Torm.
Can Torm clean out my shop that has the table came alive?
Oh,
and attacked people.
No.
We can help you with that. In the name of Torm.
You would help. You would clear out my shop.
Sure.
How many? Nash, like, whoa.
Would we get some kind of discount or something if we helped?
I'd give you a discount. Also, you can. I was gonna burn it, so whatever you want to find in there.
That's even better.
You could keep.
I like it.
I'll do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Wait, but we can't destroy it. We just have to fix all the shit.
You have to kill the thing. I was sleeping, and suddenly my sheets were gonna strangle me.
They started strangling
me.
Yeah, we've been there.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Turns out.
Were you? I wonder if the gem's in there.
No.
No.
But, I mean, sometimes the street sheet strangling is kind of nice, though, right?
I mean, when it's snug, I guess that's nice.
I mean, just a little cutting off the air.
Until you finish.
I've had multiple lovers try to kill me with sheets. So.
You guys are weird.
I get it.
Anyway.
Like this crippling.
All right, if you're saying
burn it down.
Yeah, I don't think I want your help anymore.
If you're saying we can have whatever is in your shop if we take care of this, that seems like a fair trade to me. I'd do it.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Cool. Wait, what kind of shop does he have?
Magic shop.
Very generic.
Just magic.
You can see.
We get in there, it's just like David Blaine.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What the
mind freak?
I'm going to live in this place.
Look, I found your top hat, but it's got a fake rabbit in it.
Yeah. All right. So we're all rested up anyway, right?
Yeah, you guys are
pretty good.
And we're going to go to the inn after this. So let's just. Let's take care of this shit.
Let's just kill some tables and sheets.
Good luck.
Thank you.
I'm going to go tell Beauty that I'll be back in business tomorrow.
Hold on. Before we go, what can we expect in here?
Yeah. I mean, I ran out of there. I had a table knock me down and a chair kick me in the head.
And the sheets tried to strangle me.
And the sheets, yeah, I took care of those ones. Okay. I was able to tear them up.
A table and a chair.
Yeah.
All right.
I saw some of the knives flying around.
Do you have any idea what is enchanting everything?
I mean, I assume it's the fucking weird magic shit that's been going on.
Oh, that's right. The magic is kind of...
So I'm guessing a surge or something hit my shop.
Fucking Russians.
The Russians did it. With their
fox
their
army.
Botnet, yeah.
And drones.
They annihilated the baby.
Oh my god! It's funny because if we don't put that on the podcast, we're gonna be like, "Why did he say that?" The movie review's not there. People have no idea what's going on.
Cut a baby's head off.
They're really getting crazy with their fucking references.
All right, so
they're all over the place. Things are getting fucking dark in this
Jesus
one.
Jesus Christ!
You didn't have like a suit of armor in there or anything, did you?
I mean,
I have a dragon statue.
You know, I take in stuff.
But you would have noticed if you had a suit of armor in there.
I mean, there's mannequins. Mannequins.
Jesus fucking Christ. All right, we're going to do
a book made of human skin with an eye.
I'm going to...
I have chests in there. I have, you know, it's where I live, you know. I don't know.
It's where I keep my things. I'm going to switch over to my quarterstaff, because I don't know if my scimitar is going to do anything against the table.
That's fair.
I mean, that's a good question.
I mean, I have a giant hammer.
I'm going to still keep my shield, so the quarterstaff's only going to do 1d6.
Hold on 1 second. I got to...
Because it's first time.
Ooh. Okay. I guess we're going to just have to do this, then.
I'm going to go tell Mutie. I'm going to be back in business tomorrow.
Let me just chill.
I don't know if you're going to be...
Yeah, just calm down.
Let's see what happens first before you tell Muti, because we need to... We're not sure what the situation is yet.
We're also not known for our finesse.
That's fair. I mean, I don't think you're going to be open tomorrow.
Yeah, you might need some cleanup time.
That's true.
You're going to need to clean up a lot of stuff.
It's been a few days. I'm not exactly...
It's been a while.
In a rush.
I'm not exactly a huge savings...
Sure.
You know, in the bank here that doesn't exist.
Don't always have banks.
Hmm?
They love money.
I mean, they love money, but we haven't needed a bank yet.
That's fair. All right.
Do they? What? Aren't dwarves money?
Gnomes are too.
Yeah. Lots of things are money.
Yeah.
Lots of things.
Humans are money. Yeah. Humans like money. Goblins like money. Drow like money. Gripply, they don't
just,
care.
They just
fucking. They're simple.
Yeah, it's like, what's our reward? Well, fuck you. Oh, man.
The guy, Brent, what's his name? Brendel. He's like, what's that lantern?
The big bag of don't fucking worry about it.
Yeah, they're not very nice.
Yeah, jeez.
Hey, you want to touch it?
I don't know.
I'll give you 3 silver.
It's real slimy.
Why?
You gonna shock me?
Why would you do that?
What is wrong with you? I want to see what happens. None of us have touched it yet. You're a maniac. This dude's interested.
Don't listen to him. It's full of gripply semen. I really don't think I want you guys on.
All right, fine. 3 silver.
I haven't eaten for a couple days.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to eat gripply semen, that's for sure.
I'm not going to eat it, but I can use the silver.
I see what you're saying. I misunderstood.
You're just scooping it out.
I don't know. I am hungry.
Maybe I can go to the Red Hornet and get some gears and cheese or something.
Look, I'm just going to give you 3 silver.
So. Oh my god, thank
you. I feel bad for you.
Jesus Christ. I'm not putting... No, he can't put his hand in gripply
semen. You don't pay somebody who didn't do the service.
Yeah, I didn't want the service because it would make me vomit.
He's just going to put his hand in it. It would do me a
disservice.
I give you 3 silver.
Thank you. You're nice.
Not really.
Well, was that Tomlin giving 3 silver?
No.
Oh, jeez. Nash just...
He was that grossed out by the whole thing.
He is that grossed out. Tomlin's like, that was very nice. He's like, I had ulterior motives.
For my own well-being.
All right, let's go in and see if we can kill these things.
All right. Good luck.
Thanks.
It's a 3-story... You can tell it's a 3-story building. So,
have more respect for yourself.
Look, you're desperate. You do things, all right?
It's true. He was desperate. He definitely would have put
his
hand
in
there.
It's not like there's social services in this town.
It's fair. I bet you Lord Barak has a lot of social services.
Baraki, yeah. He loves his people.
Anyway, so what's...
At least the ones that survive.
So what's the order?
He likes his ninjas that don't get captured.
Always start with...
Jesus, that guy's dead to me.
And just for generally, yeah. Kruk is first. I guess Tomlin would be next. Or wait, are you next?
I can be next.
All right, so
then. All right, Tomlin, so you enter the first room. It's a 20x30 room.
Okay.
Sorry, a 25x30 room. And I mean, immediately you just know.
That's 4.
Is that 5? He said 25x30.
You immediately know, like...
Is there a wall? Is there a big wall?
Yeah, there's a big wall there. To the right is a door, and then there's 2 doors in the back left there. And there's, like, you know, a table.
There's
like
2
a
doors
counter
in the back left?
Towards the back. Yeah, so to the... You put a door there and another door next. No, both on the same side. Not that it really matters. There you go. And then there's a door on the other side.
They swing outward, the doors?
Oh, I don't want to do it inside. Yeah, they're outward swinging doors.
Another door on that side. There you go. And then there's a long counter in the back. By the other side, by the double doors. There you go.
In front. Like on this wall? In front of the doors?
In front of the, like between the doors.
Between.
Yeah. That's longer than that. It's like a shop counter.
Okay, well, that's where the door is. That's where you told me to put the door.
No, that's
like,
where
you're
you
just putting things where you want, all right? It's fine.
I would imagine the door would be over here.
It's fine. It doesn't really matter. Just the fact that there's...
Apparently it does, because you told me I can't... It's not long enough. So, either it matters or it doesn't.
It would go into the middle of the room. Like, you could walk behind the counter.
Oh, it comes out.
Yeah, it's a store counter.
Gotcha.
Yes. There you go. A little farther. 2 more.
2 more?
Yeah, there you go.
It's a big counter.
Yeah, it's a big counter. It's the store counter. Okay. All right,
oh,
right, anyway.
We're going into the shop. I was what is this magical place with a store counter?
Wow. Yeah. This guy lives where a store is?
Amazing. Yeah.
Why would he have this? He didn't renovate this?
People live above their stores? That's unusual.
Fucking weirdos.
All right, so you guys go in.
In my castle, we would never have a room like this.
You immediately... I mean, you know, it's not like they're hiding, right? They're just fucking... They're things. You 4 of the mannequins look at you.
I don't like that.
That's terrifying.
So you're gonna need a lot of things here.
A lot of things.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Alright, I'm raging up.
before anything. Just and then 2 so say 2 on the other side.
I'm
this isn't like a surprise because we're going into
You know, yeah. And these things aren't smart enough to like If they didn't move, you wouldn't know that they're animated, right? That's how things. Although but these things are like.
The guy told us aggressive. That everything's getting.
Yeah. And these things are. They're not like sneaky monsters, right? Yeah. They're just like. You need a different color.
I see you.
You see boots on the counter.
The boots. Are they made for walking?
A little slightly farther, you see a backpack.
Oh, no, not the backpack.
You see a chair in front of the counter.
In front of or behind?
In front.
Like where we are?
Yeah. And in the, in like, you know, wherever. In the back corner as a rope.
A rope?
Yeah. Okay. Like you couldn't use different colors for everything?
So, one is the first thing you said.
One is boots.
Boots.
Two is backpack.
Backpack.
Two
chair.
Is the second thing.
Three is chair. And
four is rope.
Four is rope. Okay. And then one through four, yellow. Okay.
I have a feeling like these things are just going to crush. Like, squish. But I also have a feeling like there's going to be something fucking crazy in here. Like the counter is going to attack us or something.
The rafters are coming down.
Oh, dear God. The whole building is alive.
All right. Let's roll for initiative.